It's obviously an incredibly tragic case. I think it's important for people to know if they are struggling financially that there is help available from organisations like Step Change Debt Charity, like Citizens Advice, like National Debtline. And if you are in difficulty, it's essential that you reach out and get the help that can sort of help turn a situation around.
From your experience, how bad has it been for some people? How deep are they getting into trouble with these companies?
We see a number of problems with the payday loan industry. I mean, last year we helped 66,000 people who had payday loan debts. That was an increase of 82% on the year before. We see cases where sort of the unscrupulous firms sort of give a small loan of a couple of £100, and when someone gets into difficulty, that loan spirals, and with the added charges, the interest, the loan being rolled over, small debts can suddenly escalate to thousands of pounds, and people are put under incredible amounts of pressure to repay money that they simply can't afford to, and money that they need to cover their essential household bills. So it's a market that really needs to be sort of, that we need some tougher regulation.
How are they dealing with these companies? Are they borrowing some money, the interest goes up, and then they're perhaps borrowing from another company? Is that what happens to try and pay off the other debt?
Yeah, this is a real problem that we see with the payday lending industry. And it was about 10,000 cases we saw last year of people who had five or more payday loans. And it's a case that someone takes out the first payday loan, they get into difficulty, and then they end up taking another one to pay off that first one, and then another one to pay off those previous ones. And you end up in a cycle of taking out more and more loans to repay them. And obviously what that means is the situation is just simply getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's essential that if people find themselves in that situation, reach out, get some help from a free debt organisation, and we can sort of try and put a stop to that spiral.
These are companies that are out to make money, of course, they're businesses. Is it down to them, or surely isn't it the responsibility of the people that are taking out money?
Well, the lenders have a responsibility to lend responsibly in the first instance, and this is again it's been a crucial problem with the payday lending industry, is that they have been lending to people who simply cannot afford to pay that money back. So inevitably it makes someone in a bad financial situation, it makes their circumstances worse. So the lenders have got to lend responsibly in the first instance, and we've got a new regulator for the payday lending industry, the Financial Conduct Authority, and they're definitely taken some positive steps to sort of take out some of these the more sort of poorer firms, the poorer end of the market. So we're hopeful that in the coming months that this market will be brought under control, and we'll see an end to some of the really poor practice.
We have this case of this awful case of this grandfather in Southampton. Talking outside of this, how is this making people feel that they're getting stuck in this debt?
Yeah, I mean, we know from speaking to clients that we help at Step Change Debt Charity that being in debt and being in this type of debt with payday loans can cause an immense amount of stress. There's a well-established link between debt and mental health problems. We know it can have an impact on relationships with friends and family, and we know it can have sort of knock-on effects on people's ability to concentrate at work. And a very small number of people say that their debt problems actually resulted in them losing their job. So there's a whole host of problems that go along with being in debt, as well as the sort of the stress and anxiety of just trying to meet your essential household bills. So again, if you are in financial difficulty, reach out and get support.